See, that was just, there was nothing from our side fence to the railroad track.
Oh, all that.
See, all that was all ours, you see. And that's, we just turned the horse and cow out there in the daytime.
What about out on the farm or something? Where do they let the cattle graze now?
Pasture.
When you speak of pasture, do you mean a fenced in area? Mm-hmm. Or?
Oh, yes.
Did people ever raise cotton?
Oh, my, yes.
You said over at Jefferson mm-hmm. they did. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, East Texas, all this part of the state was a big cotton. That's what my grandfather gave up farming for when cotton went down to 10 cents a pound. He just couldn't make it selling cotton. See, he had a big gin out there. And everybody quit growing cotton. And that's when he just gave it up and came to town. And my father stayed on and ran the farm for a good many years. And he just had to give it up, too. You couldn't make a living. And as far as raising cattle in East Texas, that was an unheard thing of then. East Texas was no cattle country at all. It was strictly a farming country. And you just couldn't make anything with cotton at 10 cents a pound. And that's why we gave up farming and moved to town.
Well, did you ever see them raise cotton?
No.
I didn't know what kind of work they would do.
Oh, what kind of work? You mean? Oh, on our farm down at Lockhart, now they still raise cotton. We don't on our farm. But
Do you have a farm down there now?
Yes. Uh-huh. Wayne's father lived down there. And he left us the farm down there. But, of course, we've just got it leased, and they've just got cattle on it, the people that have leased it. But, when Wayne and I first went married years ago, they raised an awful lot of cotton still around Lockhart. And they still do. They still do raise a good bit of cotton down there.
Do they do what they do in some areas? You know, they plant it too thick, and then they have to get some of the plants out?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What do they call that?
That I don't know. I don't know.
Have you ever heard of chopping cotton or hoeing cotton?
Oh, mercy, you have to. Keep the weeds out of it. You do that to keep the weeds out.
Where do they grow cotton? Do you call that area or what?
I guess you'd call that South Central Texas. Now, of course, our big cotton crow in Texas now is West Texas. That's our big, ride through out there and you just, you've been out there.
I thought that was cattle.
No, see, that's it. It used to be. But now it's a big cotton country, and East and South Texas is the cattle growth. You go out there, and you can, up around Crowell, where Wayne's grandfather lived up until he died a few years ago, and up there and all through Crowell and Lubbock and all out there. Now Wayne's got a first cousin that lives in Lubbock, and they've got acres and acres and acres of cotton, and he's got a big gin and a compress and everything out there. Since they've learned to irrigate, see, in West Texas, it's the cotton growing part of the state now. A certain part of it, yes.
Well, do you call that area, like where you plant cotton, do you call it a what? A cotton?
Cotton growing area, I guess. Well, I don't know.
But if you plant, if out here in front of you wasn't a park, it would be a what? Just a cotton?
Cotton farm, I guess. Cotton.
I don't know if you call it a field or?
Cotton field, yeah, you would. Cotton field, yeah, that's what they call it. And they call the niggers field hands, you know, that did the chopping.
I see. Mm-hmm. You know, what kind of fence would you have, or would you have a fence around the field?
Oh, yes, barbed wire. Mm-hmm. Got to keep everything out. Come in, we're just having a big conversation. Maybe you can add something to it.
Yes, sir.
All right, I've enjoyed talking. I hope I've done you some good.
Oh, this is fine. Well, you know, when you say a field, is that bigger than a garden, or what's the difference there?
Oh, a garden is a small plot. A field could be any size.
I mean, can you grow the same things in a field as you do in a garden?
You could, if you wouldn't want to grow that much of it.
Well, could you have a field of say, cotton, corn, tomatoes, all those things divided up?
Yeah, but you'd call it a corn field or you'd call it a cotton field. It wouldn't be all the same.
So you'd grow one thing?
Yeah. I mean, farmers do the same, though. Some of them grow a cotton field and a corn field. They grow a corn field for their stock.
Could you have a tomato field?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. This is a big tomato growing industry in East Texas. Oh, yeah, we have lots of tomatoes in East Texas. It's a good industry in this part of the country.
Well, what about a patch? Do they have anything right here called a patch?
Well, I guess they would call it a cotton patch, a little one maybe. I